Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. 72 degrees.
YJN Mobile.
T-Lock, I hate Charlie Bravo.
Well, hey, good morning to you. Somebody else is up besides a fellow like me this time of the night.
Yeah, I'm just pounding my head against the wall trying to figure out AT-Tiny-85. Apparently the pins to the little legs don't mean anything. Apparently when they talk about pens, they're talking about the PP number. I just found out the hard way. So how's your evening?
Okay, whatever that means. I'm not quite sure what any of that meant. You were talking about, we talking about somebody HF or something?
That's a microchip. Trying to build a box transmitter, but I gotta learn the chip and get it programmed, and I try to upload a, you know, a blinking light program to it, where it just turns that LED on and off repeatedly, and couldn't figure out why it wasn't working, and the code's activating a different part of the chip than where I was told to flip the wire from this script I was following online.
Okay, I got you now, Fox Hunt. Yeah, okay, the transmitter thing. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm just on my way to work. I'm not sure where you're at, but I'm over here in Lapeer County, coming in on the 662. Going over here to Flint Town.
I'm up in Saginaw, and so you got third shift, huh?
Well, yes and no. I'm a driver, and I usually work from like 2:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon, so I guess it's kind of third and half a second, part of first, and whatever you want to call it.
Semi-truck driver?
Yes, sir.
And what you hauling today?
Fuel. Fuel and propane. Usually fuel this time of the year, then propane when it gets cold.
You transfer the hazardous stuff, huh?
Yeah, I live around here, and I work out of Flint, and we're usually in Detroit most of the time, so I'm just going over here to get my truck to go to Detroit. I'm quite sure. I might be doing something around here today, but I doubt it. So, yeah, I'm going to Flint to jump on my truck to go to Detroit, basically.
So you mostly deliver in Michigan, or you do out-of-state driving, too?
No, it's strictly in Michigan, particularly 100 air mile radius.
Being in-state only, does that pay as good as the out-of-state transport?
Well, it just depends. It's generally the type of equipment, what it is really about the pay. The freight doesn't pay like the hazardous and the tanks and stuff, particularly, is what I'm trying to tell you. Like the flatbeds pay more, the tankers pay more. You know, the vans are the lower pay of the group, basically, where you're just hauling freight and swinging doors.
All right, higher the risk, higher the pay. Got it. So you get Christmas off, or you gotta drive through that too?
Well, everybody's on a rotating schedule, basically, so they always have a certain amount of people working every day of the year, you know, because there's people out moving around all the time, so the stations have to have product, so, you know, I ask for Christmas off, and I usually take Christmas off, and New Year's, and usually the 4th, and Memorial, and Labor, and all those days, or whatever, but I got seniority, I got quite a bit of seniority in the yard. But if I wanted to work, I could, you know, so it's kind of a deal where, you know, they go by how long you've been there and stuff, and if you want to be off, and PTO, and all that stuff.
So you own your own rig, or is the rig provided for?
No, it's a company truck. I drive for somebody else. They're over there in Grand Rapids.
You got HF rigging your truck or just VHF?
No, I've been a technician no code for years now. This is pretty much about my extent of it right here. VHF, UHF, and something similar to it, basically. I do have HF equipment, but I've been living in a rental home for years with a fancy HOA involvement and can't set up anything. So I got a bunch of HF equipment sitting in a cardboard box now for years, basically.
Well, you could always do POTA activations or set it up outside and tear it back down. And there's always hide your antenna for HOA options.
Yeah, I don't know. I've thought about it. I still monitor stuff like that every once in a while. I haven't transmitted in years, so I don't know. Guess it is what it is. I'm kind of a VHF, UHF guy anyway, so.
Have you been on a fox hunt lately?
No, I only know what that is. I've never actually participated in nothing like that. I just know what that is just from being a ham for like 30 years now.
You've been in tech for 30 years?
That dang near. I was licensed in 94 or 93, somewhere in there, so I guess it's probably close.
Do you have any plans of upgrading to general?
I don't know.
Well, if you ever do, swing past hamstudy.org, and when you feel confident, you could register with GLARC through hamstudy.org and take your exam online. There's exams 3 times a week, every week.
Yeah, you mean upgrade without actually doing the VE thing?
GLARC is a Greater Los Angeles Amateur Radio Group. It's a VEC, and I'm a VE with them, and we do online exams 3 times a week across the entire United States of America, including Canada. And, so hamstudy.org is free. You can study the questions. You could take practice quizzes on the question pools and practice exams. And hamstudy.org has got a very high pass rate.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before. Back when I originally got my ticket, I went to the Red Cross building and took a test and all that stuff and paid, I don't know, $3 or something, I think it was. Things have changed quite a bit since then, but and I think the question pools change like every, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 or 10 years or something?
Yeah, they just changed. But Ham Studies up to date on all of it. So, yeah, if you ever get in the mood to do some studying with it, try them out. You'll enjoy that website. It's 100% free, and I think it's $10, I think, for the exam, 10 or 15 or something. And you can take it at any time during the week at your convenience. All you need is a laptop.
Yeah, my phone's ringing here. I got a dispatch call there. I'll be back in a minute.
Alright, KDHCV, on the side.
Good morning, 0300 hours. 73 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Rain, 72 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. 70 degrees. Good morning, 0600 hours. 70 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny, 69 degrees.
AMA, CAV, mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 69 degrees.
KFA CRD.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees.
All right, let me try to get a few things straightened up. I'll be listening. WAFU. Where are they connected? They connected to you or they connected to me? I'm not seeing it.
No,
some can't answer. The UHF and UHF hub with Echo Link answering, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I see them down there on your hub. Yeah. Banana toys. Why do you allow it?
Oh, if he doesn't want to answer up, he's just going to get banned. Dumbass.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, 70 degrees.
And 3 AIF.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, we are northbound on 75 and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
DAD Mobile Monitoring. KE8 VHL Monitoring. KE8 VHL from KM8 DAD.
How you doing this fine, lovely day?
Oh, not bad. Just escaped work. I'm on my way to pick up my youngest. He's got a foot appointment about 3:40, so I'm trying to get there in time to pick him up to get him to the destination. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing real well. We're just out doing a little errands here and there. Beautiful day.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, beautiful. Not as much humidity. I guess a little warm, but maybe those storms that went through last night kind of cleared things out a little bit.
Right now, I'm in Davis, then. Where are you at?
I am just north of Lansing. I'm on 127 northbound, just north of 69. I'm headed towards St. John's.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. My sister used to live in St. John's. So, yeah, it's nice here. It's a little cloudy. The sun is out, but it's a beautiful day. It's like 83 degrees here.
Yeah, thermometer in my car is reading 86. I don't know how accurate that is, but yeah, it feels pretty warm out, but yeah, not quite as humid as it has been, which that's good at least. I can take a break from the humidity. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah, me as well. I had music all weekend. I play in Sing Star. I'm a performer. And I do gigs and stuff like that, and I had a couple this weekend, and woo, it was hot.
Oh, wow, yeah, I'll bet, you know, being outside, yeah, for that long, I can imagine.
They had a, well, I don't want to call it a tent, but they had one of those pop-up things, and, they thought it was going to be okay with the sun, but when the sun gets out far enough, you're in the sun, so I got burned, and I was hot as can be.
Yeah, were you out there in the middle of the day, or, like,
closer to mid-afternoon, or were you at? Sounds like you were out there when the sun was right up top. I went on at 1 o'clock, so I went from 1 to 2. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. What kind of music did you say it was? I play, like, easy listening country, John Denver, Jim Croce, James Taylor, Vince Gill. I do all that, and I'm a soloist, so I just do it all by myself. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like wide variety of music. I worked for a few country stations. I started out, radio was my kind of like my beginning career, and I kept my my toe in it after I got into what I do now, TV operations. But yeah, worked at a few country stations around here in '80s and '90s mostly. So. Not too familiar with, you know, current country artists and whatnot. I don't keep up much on it. But I tell you, I think 80s and 90s were kind of the second golden age of country. I totally agree. When I was 28, my only brother was 38. He's 10 years older than me. He was going through his third divorce, and he fell down a flight of stairs at my sister's house. He got a blood clot in his leg. He was in the hospital 2 weeks and home less than 2 weeks, and it broke off, and he died of a pulmonary embolism. It broke off and went into his lungs. So he passed away, and the lady that he was going through, he was going through his third divorce, and with her, he had two boys. The oldest one's name is Bobby, and at the time my brother passed away, he was 4, and now he's 40. But 18 years ago, he met a girl online, and he moved over, or he went to see her over in New Zealand, and then he never came back. They got married, and 15 years ago, he brought her over so we could meet her and stuff. They went back home, and they divorced, and she met somebody here in North Dakota or something online, and now she lives here. But he's still a resident of New Zealand, and February of this year, I went to see him for 3 weeks. And, of course, I took my guitar, and I did a couple open mics there, and they just loved me. Oh, wow. Wow. I'm sorry to hear about your brother, wow, that sounds amazing. How do you like New Zealand? Minimum wage is $23. Gas is $10 a gallon. Of course, they sell it by the liter, but when you figure it out, it's about $10 a gallon. Sales tax 15%. I exchanged like 170, and I got like $269. 2 weeks before I left, I wrote a song about going to see my nephew. And if you went to YouTube, I think you could find it by typing Bobby and Me. B-M-A-C-A-D. Oh, Bobby and Me. Yeah, I'll remember that. Sometimes I have trouble remembering things unless I write them down. But Bobby and Me is pretty easy to remember. I'll keep that in mind and look it up. That's great. Yeah, it's a rich man's place. I never seen a rusted vehicle at all. And all I saw was like Lexus, Lamborghinis, Toyotas, Dodges. I did see a couple Chevy trucks, but yeah, they're all into the big stuff. Wow, probably New Zealand, they probably don't have a lot of salt for rusted vehicles, because they probably don't know what snow is over there. Actually, they do know what snow is. I just talked to my nephew a couple of days ago, and it's winter time there, and it was like 24 degrees, and I'm like, I didn't think it got cold in heaven. He just laughed. I said, you know, because I think you guys are pretty close to heaven. It's beautiful over there. But yeah, they're in their winter months now. I went in, February is their hottest month of their season.
Yeah, I knew they had summer over there during our winter, but I always thought that, I don't know, because of the positioning of like the tilt of the earth, that their winter was more like a rainy season.
This is K8ZHL. No, they actually do have, they do have snow there. And it was cold, ice on the windows and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing to see pictures. I'm like, I didn't think it got like that in heaven. He just laughed.
I gotta ask, did you see any Kmart there? Because I heard that they're still going strong in Australia, and I think they have some in New Zealand left.
Yes, affirmative. Yes, they do. I went to a Kmart there. They also have Bed Bath and Beyond. And you know how we go to the grocery store and we get a grocery cart? They don't call them that. What do you think they call a grocery cart in New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know. You got me there. The only thing I can think of is maybe they call it a truck.
They call it a trolley.
Oh, I guess I was close, but yeah, trolley. Gee, that's something that goes down the street.
Yeah, they don't call it garbage. They call it rubbish.
79 degrees.
Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of a British thing. And they probably don't call it gas. They probably call it petrol, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, it sounds kind of like heaven from the way you describe it. I always wanted to go to, like, a place like Guam. I always wanted to, such a small island, something like that, and to see what it's like someplace in the South Pacific, or Australia. My wife and friend grew up in Australia, and
yeah, it's definitely for a rich person, I'm telling you. It was actually beautiful. It was like 110 on most days, and I didn't even think it rained, because when it did rain, it rained in the nighttime, so I didn't get to see it. But I think the day before I left, it sprinkled a little bit, so I did see that it rained there, but it was absolutely beautiful.
Clear.
373 KMATAD clear.
ADLC NAGYU, you owned it. NAPLC NAGYU. NAGYU, clear.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 83 degrees.
KEA, ZMW, monitoring. KEA, ZMW, clear.
KEA-ZHL, monitoring. KEA-ZHL, monitoring. KEA-ZHL, clear.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy, 83 degrees.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Fellow, the suffix Foxtrot Romeo. Go ahead and pick it up here, KCSTO here, over.
I hear you clear. I didn't catch your call sign. Could you send it, please? This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, W8FFR.
2FG8FFR in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Zip, Doug Lima. My name is Rob, Bay City, Michigan. How copy?
All right, Rob, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee, Alpha November.
You and I have chatted before. Yeah, I'm in Bay City, Michigan here. We're about to your mobile engine.
I just left work east of Lapeer, and now I'm heading home to my home south of Lapeer. So I'm tied into the Lapeer machine.
Yeah, you got good coverage of the Lapeer machine. Quick, quiet, no static. A little bit here and there, you can get that with your mobile, but you got a good copy. Yeah, we chatted before. Matter of fact, you probably can't hear it, unfortunately, but our BARC, Barry Amster Airco, has a net on at 8 o'clock tonight on the 147.36 machine. That's in Bay City with a 131.8 hertz TL, but it's not very powerful machine, but I'm just playing with the radio here, going to tune in on 147.36 for the nightly net at 8 p.m. tonight. But Ryan, you got a good copy here. You're doing quite well. Yeah, I'm heading up to West Branch tomorrow. Me and my buddy is going to take me. I'm legally blind, I don't drive anymore. He's going to take me up north with my engines and my stuff. I'm going to the tractor show in West Branch, Michigan. It starts on Thursday. I have a couple of them old hit-and-miss gas engines. I got three of them. I'm going to display there at West Branch. Looking forward to it. Well, there's a mile I suppose. It might be a possibility of a sprinkle it. Nothing to crank about, but that's what I'm going to do this weekend. No worries.
That sounds like a really fun time. Saturday, I'm going out to Lansing to go visit a friend of mine out there.
Okay, very good. Well, have a good time visiting your friend. Yeah, if you have a chance, if you get a chance, it's Google Pioneer Power Tractor Show. It'll tell you all about it. It's in West Branch, Michigan. It goes from the 18th to the 20th of July here. So, okay, Ryan, I know you're driving there, so I'll get off the air and let you get going what you're doing. You have a good night. Thanks for the QSO, and hey, we'll catch you down along another day. Back to you, over.
Affirmative. I was nice talking with you, too. I've actually given up on my log. It's so far behind, I just gave up on it. At least mobily. I'm going to keep a log for my base station, but mobile, I'm done. It's too hard to drive and keep track of everybody, so. But I should remember your call sign now. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I am sending 7-3. Have a wonderful weekend and a safe trip, and I am clear and still monitoring.
Very good, Ryan. That's no problem about the log keeping here. That's okay. The new rules is kind of lax on log bookkeeping, which is all right with me. Okay, Ryan, you don't have to respond to me, but 7-3, you take care, and we'll catch you down log. Well, I will clear with you. Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima. I'm Bravo VQ, sorry. The 147.36 repeater. 7-3, Ryan.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 83 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected.
Kilo Bravo 8, Tango Alpha Romeo from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo.
Good evening, 1900 hours, partly sunny, 81 degrees.
KCHJBK.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
Kevin mentioned that he might not be able to cover this net. Did he hand it off to anyone else? This is NALJN.
This is KDHJ.
Go
ahead. Good evening, Larry. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good, Russ. Just waiting to see if anybody's going to pick up the net. If not, I can do it. Would anyone else like to cover the net tonight? This is NALJN. Well, everyone must be shy. All right, calling the Lapeer County net. This net meets on Tuesday night at 8 p.m., except during the monthly club meeting, which is the second Tuesday of each month. The purpose of this net is to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to practice radio operation for Aries net activations. Questions about amateur radio are always welcome. This is a directed net, and all licensed amateurs are encouraged to participate. The Lacara repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association and operates on 146.62 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 100 Hz PL tone. The repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W-8-Y-R-C. Good evening and welcome. My name is Larry Navarre. My call sign is NALJN, and I will be your net control operator. We will now begin check-ins by priority. When checking into the net, please give your call sign and name clearly. And throw in your location, too. That's always fun. At this time, are there any emergency or priority check-ins for the net? Please call now. Are there any mobile or portable stations check-ins for the net? Please call now. Any stations
This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. And I am just south of Lapeer, over in Hadley Township.
This is... Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Golf Golf.
KCHJ Dipkits, Barnes Lake.
KCHJ.
Alright, I probably should have been confirming each one of those. That would have worked a little better. So far on the list, I've got Russ, KEAYGV. And Ryan, W8FFR, and George, KB8WTG, and Dick, KC8, and I forgot your suffix. Sorry, Dick. Are there any other check-ins for the net? All right, then. We will begin two rounds of commentary, and we're going to start with Russ, KE8YTV. This is NELJN. Go ahead, Russ, with your comments.
Yeah, this is KE8YGV. Thank you, Larry. I just been busy up here in Davison working on my new place, still building the workshop and my little ham shack, and it's coming along, but slowly but surely. I was on the... We were just listening to the radio earlier, and I ran across this 127, oh my goodness, I forget the last three numbers, but it seemed like, I didn't know if that was reserved for anybody, but let me see if I can find the call signs. Well, I'll catch it on round two then. Excuse me, it's 125.775. If anybody knows much about that frequency, if you give me a little education, I'd appreciate it. Back to you, Larry. This is KE8YTV, over.
Well, thank you very much, Russ. I know moving and building your shop and setting up your shack is a lot of time and energy. So hang in there, and it'll be good. That 125.775, I'm not familiar with. There's a band out there that maybe I'm not even going to comment. Let's let somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about give us an update on that 125.775 or anything in that range there as we go along. All right, very good. Thank you, Russ. Next up is W8FFR, Ryan in Hadley. This is NHLJN. Go ahead, Ryan.
This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. And I just want to say real quick that I finally got my base station up and running. Temporarily, I have a very thin pole that's about 6 feet off the ground. And it's anchored with baler twine, rope, and railroad spikes. But it got me on the air, and I've made contact with it. So I'm very happy with it. I just hope to upgrade it here soon. It's kind of tricky convincing my dad to let me put up, like, a big tower in the yard, but I'll find a way.
All right, very well, Ryan. You're blasting us out here on the repeater. You're coming through very strong, and I quickly checked over on the monitor or the input frequency, and I think in Hadley, you're directly west of me, and I've got a seven on the S meter, so you're doing well in simplex as well. So good job on that, and congratulations on the base station. All right, very good. Next up is George in Flushing, KB8WGG. This is NHLJN. Go ahead, George.
Good evening. This is KB8WGG. Well, beautiful day outside today. This morning it kind of banged and boomed around here. I don't know about where you folks were, but about 2 o'clock in the morning, we had a doozy come through. In fact, it woke me up. It was that loud. And that's unusual, because usually when I hit the pillow, I hit the pillow. So anyways, it rained good. Around here, we're doing good. I had a salt meeting this morning, and that only lasted a few minutes. There wasn't too many people there. But everything seems to be going good at the meeting. Let me see. Wife's got to go tomorrow. She's got an examination on her eye. She had a cataract removed a couple weeks ago. And she said this is the second time she's had to go back to check, make sure everything is working properly. As far as the drops go in her eye, we're down to 2 a day instead of 4 a day. So that is much better on her. There's only one problem. She can't seem to keep her eye open when I put the drops in. Her eyes just keep blinking and blinking and blinking. It's very difficult. But anyways, it gets in there. Sometimes I have to hold her eyes open to do it. But anyways, that's it. KBAW3G.
Well, George, you know, the greatest blessing is being around to help each other out when you have those issues. So very good with helping out your wife. That storm woke us up last night, too. It hit here at about 3 o'clock, and it was another boomer. I think it was the night before, maybe 2 nights before. We had yet another one at about that time, so not helping with the sleeping. But looks like it's going to cool off here in the next few days and be nice. All right. Next up, we have Dick, and he noted Barnes Lake, and so I didn't quite know exactly where you are. And Dick, I apologize. I'm even looking for it here, and I can't find it on my old notes what your suffix is. So KC8 and whatever, Dick. This is ADELJN. Please go ahead with your comments.
Oh, KC8VHA, Victor Hotel Alpha. Hey, everybody. Good to hear you out here. I was out earlier today working around here, and it was all kind of getting hot and everything like that. And, of course, it's summer. And came in and had supper, and wife and I went out to take a little ride around the lake with a golf cart, and it was actually cool on your arms out there. I mean, what happened between when I went in for supper and when I come out? It cooled off a bunch. So everything's going fine here. Thanks for taking the nap, Gary. So back to you, KC8VHA.
All right, thank you very much, Dick. It's always a pleasure to practice operating, and as we heard at the last meeting, Kevin needs some help, and I know he put out a note that he would not be available tonight, so I was kind of waiting, but I didn't hear back from him, so I'm glad one of us picked it up. He needs a break every now and then, and he's a great help to all of us. Well, hey, congratulations on the golf cart ride. I have seen so many of those in our neighborhood, and the golf carts are quite pleasant. Now, those big side-by-sides that go wildly flying by our home, that's a different story. They're pretty loud, and it's really remarkable how many have begun traversing the roads in our neighborhood out here on the dirt roads. So they've become very, very popular. The golf carts, I hardly even notice. Okay, so we're at the end of our list of four, and so now we're going to call for any additional check-ins. Are there any new check-ins for the net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Let's go back up to the top of the list. So, Russ, I did do a quick look-up, and that's the aviation band. You were listening to an airplane. Taking AYGV, this is NALJN. Go ahead with your second round commentary.
Yeah, this is KE8YGV, and I thought I was listening to aircraft because they were calling out runways, and they were very brief. So I don't think it's like Oakland Airport, or I think it's a smaller airport, and they got an operator down on the runway, just making sure that when they're coming in on their final, there's no other traffic that they might not have spotted. So it was interesting. I thought that was it. Just started picking up three of those channels or frequencies during a scan earlier, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So I didn't realize my radio picked up those lower frequencies like that. But not much more. Just trying to keep busy. And Larry, if you care to share either on the NAT or via Slack the location of you and your wife's next event, it would be nice. I wanted to take my wife out to see them. And so, but that's it. That's it for tonight. It's great talking with everybody. And this is KE8YTV 73. Over.
Well, thank you very much, Russ. Yeah, an interesting little trivia tidbit about the airplane frequencies. They still use amplitude modulation, AM, to do the communication. I'm told because they, you know, when you get FM and we talk over each other, it's just, that's all you hear. Well, amplitude modulation allows them to talk over each other, so if there's an emergency, an aircraft can break in and be heard by the controller. So we were discussing that in the last technician training class. Now, as far as events, Rose and I aren't scheduled for anything right away, but Gary and Tammy, our two amateurs, usually do a monthly thing, and if you get on the... No, I don't think it's on the preparedness channel on Slack, but Kevin usually puts it on the Google Calendar for Aries. So the Aries Google Calendar usually has their events, but I'll let you know. I think they've got some sort of music show coming up next month, but I'll be sure to let you know. All right, next up is Ryan, WAFR. This is N8LJN. Go ahead.
Thank you, N8LJN. This is WAFFR, and I want to make a quick comment on the aircraft frequencies. I wanted to ask if you heard my friend, because I got a friend who he's working his way up to flying cargo aircraft, and he's been doing it now for a few years, and finding his ham license, it's kind of a challenge, but I've been thinking of getting it myself and being able to scan those frequencies, see if I can hear my friend out there.
All right, then, contact Russ and ask him how to do it. I actually don't know how to tune my radio to those frequencies, and if you can. I'm really not sure about that, but, yeah, ask your friend about it. I love listening to those YouTube videos of those air traffic controllers and some of the funny things they say while being very serious and very crisp and very quick. Always enjoyable. Okay, next up we've got George for the second round, KBAWGG, N8LJN. Go ahead, George.
Hey, KBAWGG, talking about driving around with golf cart. Jeepers, creepers. Anyhow, I'll get it after a while. Just takes me time. Okay, anyways, I usually drive around my four-wheeler. I live here in the city, and you're not supposed to run them in the road, but they don't seem to say too much because it's quiet streets. Nobody says anything. Nobody complains. All this other stuff. So most people get away with it, but it's interesting because there's nobody around, and all you do is cut down the street, and in fact, this afternoon, I had to go down and get gas. And fortunately, that's only a block away on the main street. So I get away with it every once in a while. So far, so good. We've got a county park over here in Flushing. And I got booted out of there once with a four-wheeler. They've got, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's one county park that's down in the southern part of the state, southern part of the county where you go with the four-wheelers. But, and the rest of them you can't. So that's it. But it's very enjoyable to ride, though. I got to get a new set of tires for it, though. Getting kind of wore out on the road. All right, KBAWGG. See, this is the second round, and we're only going for two rounds. Take care, everybody. God bless. 73.
All right, thank you, George. It's always a pleasure to hear you on our net. And as far as ATVs go, isn't it amazing how popular they've become? I mean, in the last 10 years, not only do I see them riding around the neighborhood, but going up north, it's remarkable how many off-road trails there are now. It's become a huge tourist industry, or sports industry, I should say, for Michigan. And I think, oh gosh, what do they call it? The Department of, somebody help me there, has done a really good job of, maybe it's Parks and Recreation, creating these trails. They're very, very popular. All right. Next up is Dick, KC8VHA. This is NADLJN. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, the golf carts around the lake here are pretty popular, too. Now, where Barnes Lake is located is by 24 and Burnside Road, so just 10 miles north of Lapeer. And we have things like, for the 4th of July, they had a bike parade and also golf carts, okay? Well, golf carts and side-by-sides and I don't know, they just went and kept going forever, it seemed like. There must have been, I don't know, at least 50, probably. But anyway, so back to you, Larry, I guess, KC8VHA 73.
Yeah, I've been told that down in Florida, in that place they call the Villages, that is like the thing to do. They've got these golf carts running all over the place. And so enjoy that. For you and George, it sounds like a great pastime. And have fun. Try to be safe, though. I've actually heard of accidents, so be careful with that. Dick, on your radio, I'm hearing a little crackling, but all the way down here in Metamora, I'm able to pick up you on the reverse at about an S3. So you got the power and everything, but I'm hearing a little crackling. It's not much. But just wanted to let you know that. All right, so we're at the second round. Are there any net check-ins for the net? Please call now. Hearing none, is there any further business or rechecks for the net? Please call now. All right, then, hearing none, this will now conclude the net for July 16th. We had a count of a whopping four, well, five, if you include me, check-ins. The next club meeting is going to be the second Tuesday of August. Got to make sure I'm in the right month. And I apologize, I don't know what date that is right offhand. And see W8LAP.com, that's Whiskey8LimaAlphaPapa.com for the details. Thank you for your participation, and we wish everyone listening a very good evening. We will now return the repeater to normal use. This is NADLJN 73.
NADLJN W8FFR.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you could do me a favor, if we could switch to a simplex real quick, and I want to see if I can hear you and you hear me.
Roger, roger. Let's press Y to the National Calling Frequency. I think that's 46.52. I have it stored in here. So 146.52, the National Calling Frequency, and I'll wait for your call.
On that, QSY, National Calling Frequency.
Roger. NADLJN clear of this frequency.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF.
KF80WAL, monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, radio check.
Foxtrot Mobile is all I caught there, but radio check, sounding good, loud and clear, full quieting.
I'm clear on that. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, clear monitoring.
NT0Y, clear.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
KF8AYL, WA7FR, I hear you loud and clear. How are you tonight, Ken?
Oh, I'm just dandy there, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful right now. I'm just playing around with my 2980. It's finally set up as a base station on a very sketchily and redneck-engineered antenna tower, but it's working. I'm using 10 watts right now to hit the repeater. How am I sounding?
There's some very slight background popping. I wouldn't say constant noise like you hear on some transmission. I would say some background popping, almost like you're driving in a car. Like, that's where I usually hear that. But you're super loud. Audio is really good.
Yeah, so I was just telling some other hams on the net that I was just on. My antenna is only 6 feet off the ground right now, and it's the only place I could put it, so I convinced my parents to let me put up a different tower. I tried going on the roof, and I just couldn't do it, and I also don't have enough coax to reach the roof to my bedroom.
Yeah, towers take some equipment to get up, that's for sure, and, yeah, you need the coax to go the length of the tower, too. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, so my room's on the second floor of the house, and the antenna is 6 feet off the ground, and there's a very big amount of sag in the coax because it's running up through my window. I took the window screen out, so I just threw the window and just basically dropped it down the side of the house. So I want to put up a 12-foot tower built out of galvanized pipe with the threaded pipe that you get like Home Depot, and I have more than enough coax to put that up.
Well, every situation is different. All kinds of solutions out there, that's for sure. I'd have to see it to be able to offer any advice, so I can offer none, but... you'll figure it out.
Yep, and thankfully I have November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, and Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango X-Ray, right across the street from me, and they're quite knowledgeable, so they've been more than willing to help me out as I get this fine-tuned, so I'm very grateful for that.
I thought it was K-8-Z. Yeah, Vicky and Terry are across the street. Let me guess. They went out and got vanity call signs.
Only one of them did.
I see. Oh, those vanity call signs. Gonna confuse everybody.
You thinking of ever getting one there, Ken?
I'm gonna say no. I'm okay with KF8AYL. I kind of like it.
I still think it's really cool that even though we took our tests in two different locations, my original call sign ended in a Q and yours end in a Y, and every other digit was the same. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, and you were one of the first contacts I made on the VHF, anyway.
What's cool is, a couple days ago, I actually made contact again with my very first on-air contact over in St. John, and the call sign is escaping me off the top of my head. But that was really cool to make contact with him again. Just hoping I can find my Elmer out there. I don't know how active he's been recently.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So how's life in the Lapeer County there?
Well, I got downpoured on multiple days at work, and I'm being baked alive. It's been very hot, very humid down here. And I'm just grateful the AC's working in the truck.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing. And we got my buddy who's my age married off last weekend. Actually went through with it, so he's married now. After 54 years, he finally found somebody he'd get married to.
Better late than never, and actually taking your time and waiting and then really finding a person, that is a really big accomplishment, because it's all too easy to just jump the gun and then now you're in a relationship that you weren't really either ready for, or maybe the person's not who you thought they were. I'm learning that.
Yeah, you know, that's very true, and after spending some time with them over the last year and a half, I think they have a pretty solid relationship. Yeah, there are a lot of, like you say, there are a lot of early 20-year-olds who just feel that they need to get married, or that's what they were told they needed to do in life, or, you know, just that kind of thing. That was like their path that they were programmed. Yeah, that's a bad word, but, you know. And it didn't work out well for them, but I think their relationship's gonna be pretty solid. I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, that's great news to hear. And how's life been up in the Bay City area?
Oh well, it's first run, but it's raining. We just actually had a downpour come through. I don't know where that came from. It was all sunny, and then it just unloaded for 10 minutes, and then the sun came back out again. And now it's super humid.
Yes, that happened to me yesterday at work. It downpoured for an hour or two, and then it just stopped, and then the humidity was just absolutely baking.
Other than that, I'm just taking care of my wife, who had a surgery on her foot a couple weeks ago. She's still trying to get back to her feet. She's still got to stay off it for the next, another couple weeks more, I think. She's in a cast. She's got a little wheelie rover thing that she can kneel on and scoot around, but that's been pretty rough for her. So hopefully that she can get off that scooter and the crutches and on to back under her feet pretty shortly here.
Yeah, surgery, from what I hear, is never really fun, especially the recovery part. But my friend actually did something to her ankle, and she has one of them rolly things that you kneel on, because she's also in some type of boot or cast.
Yeah, you got to be careful on those things. Sometimes you can get going a little too fast, and they're not really stable at, quote, higher speeds, if you will.
Yeah, the same thing about wheelchairs.
Yeah, I almost bit the dust on the old scooter thing. I took it for a spin a week or so ago, and I almost wiped out on it because I got going too fast.
No, I asked her boyfriend if he ever just pushes her around the house and pretends like they're raising her or something, and he said yes. So, yeah. It's interesting, because that living with that temporarily, but you adapt to it.
Well, I have a profound appreciation for kids, that for sure, because like especially like the first whole week she couldn't even hardly get up, so you have to do everything, you know, just everything from you know, fetching every little thing that a person uses on a regular, you know, I need water, I need a cloth, I need a napkin, I need my blanket, you know, I need to get up and go to the bathroom, I need some new clothes, I need to take a shower. All these things are immensely more difficult when you're incapacitated like that. And she's not even really that incapacitated, but you just can't put weight on that foot, and it's kind of painful, but... Yeah, it's work.
But then again, it's just like any other aspect of a relationship. It takes two to tango, as the saying goes. I'm also finding that out as I get older.
Yeah, you got someone you're seeing here that you're getting serious with or something?
No, not yet. I just know from the few girls over my life that I have had even a little chance with, I don't think I ever truly dated someone or was ever truly in a dating relationship. But just the little experience I have, even that, it's taught me a lot. And I'm looking forward to when I finally meet my wife. I just want to be the best person I can be and be ready for her.
Well, you'll know it when it happens. It's pretty automatic. It's been my experience anyway.
Yeah. It'd also be very cool if I end up talking to her over the amateur bands and find out, oh, wait, you were that person I was talking to? And then, well, that'd be a story.
Oh, you probably just jinxed herself. She's probably going to hate amateur radio.
I hope not. I mean, even if she did, I'll probably convince her, but... No, I honestly wouldn't mind my wife either already having a ham license or be willing to get one. And I got a couple friends who have no interest in being hams. My family doesn't have any interest in being a ham. So it's kind of lonely over here.
Yeah, get it. Buddy in California, his wife always complains. He's like, "Oh, you just wanted to get a ham because you wanted to talk to somebody other than me. You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to your radio friend." But it's just really a joke. But there might be a sliver of truth in it.
Yeah, but that's when you come back with the rebuttal of. Something's going on, and when they're constantly asking you for information, and your ham buddy is the only one who can provide that information.
Yeah, I've left a radio on my wife, like on the little, where my wife's kind of propped up all the time. I'm like, here, you can listen to them. She's like, are you gonna go out in the garage and talk to your radio people? I'm like, I don't know. I don't talk a whole lot on the radio. I might, maybe, who knows. Here's a radio. You can listen in or talk. She can't talk on those, on these bands, but there's other bands that she can talk on.
Yeah, also on a side note, since we're on the topic of ham friends, I think you have been the... You have single-handedly been the ham that I have made the most amount of contact with over the air.
Well, really? That's pretty interesting. I think you're up there as far as contact made. You're definitely on the top of the list on the VHF side of things, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever heard you on any UHF band that I've been on, but... I'm over there quite a bit, too, and also on the GMRS.
Yeah, I don't have the equipment to get on UHF. And I was told for brief transmissions I could use the 2 meter on my car, but I kind of don't want to do that. And this antenna I'm using in my base station is VHF, and my radio, my base station radio is a VHF only. So the only real radio I have that can do UHF is my handheld with the 15-inch whip antenna for the rubber ducky, which I probably will never use again because I got that 15-inch whip now. It's awkward to have it clipped to my belt, but it works.
Oh, I use my handheld a bit, but I got a diamond, I don't know what it is, 15, 16 inches or something. The diamond J7 something and antenna that goes on it on the HD there, and that really does a nice job for the VHF, UHF stuff.
So, I've been doing a little bit of research into GMRS and trying to find its purpose and honestly how to get involved in it, because I'm always looking for ways to basically have an excuse to play with more radios. So it sounds like you have experience in that. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, station ID.
This is KF8AYL. Yeah, I'm on the GMRS. WCMN people have also a GMRS network. There's a Flint repeater, a Saginaw one, a Sheboygan one, a Detroit and a Macomb, and a Mayville one that are all linked as GMRS. And there's different, frequencies, and I think the people's 151 point on all of them. But you can look them all up on mygmrs.com or the mi8.systems website and see all their repeaters and how they're linked and whatnot. But it's interesting. There's a lot of different people on it, and especially since they're linked from Detroit to through people on it, and you don't need a license, so there's probably a little bit more shenanigans going on, but honestly, there's not a whole lot of shenanigans happening. There was earlier, a couple years ago, there was some stuff, but I haven't heard too much of that recently. There's a bunch of regular good guys on there, and just a different service, a different band. Just consider it there's 70 centimeters, and there's 2 meters, and there's 20 meters, and there's just another service. That's all it is.
Yeah, because it's something I'm definitely interested in, especially as someone who likes to diversify in terms of communication and being able to access more frequency bands. That's always helpful, especially if for whatever reason, one set of equipment gets compromised, then you have a chance on another band if you have a completely different piece of equipment.
Yeah, there's a bunch of standalone repeaters out there. Making simplex contacts is pretty non-existent. You basically have to live on top of them, but the FCC is kind of frowning upon, I'm going to use the word frowning upon, the linking, because they've kind of, there's nothing in the rules that actually say
KFAAYLWAFFR. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima, if you're still out there, you basically were breaking up, and then you just stopped transmitting. I don't know if I lost you fully, WAFFR.
Oh, really? You lost me, huh? Do you have me now?
Affirmative. I didn't know if it was on my end or your end.
I thought I heard my speaker. I thought I heard it.
Here, stand by for a few seconds. I'm going to just peek out the window, make sure my antenna's still A-okay. I have no reason to believe it's not, but considering it's anchored with rope and baler twine and railroad spikes, but I'm just going to take a quick peek. So I will return within a few seconds, WAFFR.
Did you say railroad spikes?
KF8AYL, WAFFR.
Yeah, that was... Believe me, I don't know if some guy could hear him. And pulled one of the wires out of that. It was only getting 12.2 volts during transmission, which shouldn't be that bad. Maybe that was my problem.
Yeah, I'm having trouble reading you, and I also think there may have been another breaking station.
No, I'm not hearing another breaking station. This is KF8AYL.
WAFFR, and that transmission was so much better, Ken.
Well, now it's staying at 13.8, so maybe this radio really doesn't like the 12.2 volts.
I know mine's being fed 14.4. I just ran the manual not to exceed 14.8, so I'm like, uh-oh.
Nah, it's fine. I put this radio in different vehicles. Well, I know there's one of them that pretty much runs at 14.2, 14.3 or so all the time.
Found out my 2980 has a temperature sensor built into it. So I programmed that into one of my hotkeys on my mic. And it is heatsink, so it doesn't have a cooling fan. So I just took my portable fan, that I sleep with, and I have it pointing at my radio right now. That's keeping it somewhere in the 90s, so I don't know what the max temp is. I think the highest I got it was like 96, 98 degrees, and I was on 80 watts when I did it.
Well, maybe it is your radio, because I only caught the last three words of that transmission. Like, you had been talking for a while, and I only got three words on the very last end of it.
Interesting. How am I sounding now?
That was perfect, no problem.
I don't know, stuff's weird, but then again, I'm always have down the back of my head on an antenna that is anchored by rope and baler twine, and it's on a very thin pole.
And what's the radio you're using?
Yaesu ST2980.
Ah, yeah, you said that earlier. Yeah, no, you shouldn't have any problems with that one. I wouldn't think, anyway.
Yeah, it could be any number of reasons. I doubt the radio. It also could be something as simple as someone or something moving within the propagation path and absorbing a lot of the radio waves.
And that's possible. There are a bunch of little isolated thunderstorms moving around the whole south of Michigan here.
Yeah, I know, they scare me, because in order to reach my antenna, I have the top of my window open, and I closed as much as I could, so, and that's where the coax runs through. So every time there's a storm, I get a little nervous. I'm going to find my bed just completely soaked with water, but I don't think it should happen. KFAAYL, WAFFR.
I think we lost W8FFR, KFAAYL. Still out there, Ryan?
KFAAYL, yes I am. I'm still here.
I thought I lost you there for a little bit. I said something and then there was no response for a while. I don't know, there might be something going on. But anyway, my wife called me in here. She needs some stuff, so I'm going to go in and say 73s for now. Good chat with you. So, be clear on your final, KF80 Whale.
KFAAYL, WAFFR. It's good to talk to you as always, Ken. And I'm sure I will speak to you again sometime here in the near future. Have a wonderful rest of your night. This is Whiskey 8, Shot Foxtrot Romeo. I am clear of this frequency.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 74 degrees.